With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, yo, it's What Is TWS Podcast. This is going to be episode 12. And like I told you guys, no need to fear. Rich is back.
Dynamic duo.
And so we got Rich back in the studio, and we're just doing a quick lead-in. This is going to be our roundtable episode. This is an episode we recorded during a housewarming party.
Yeah, we ambushed the partygoers.
Yeah, we drew them in with the idea of pasta night, and then locked them in the room and forced them to answer embarrassing questions.
Yeah, so it turned out to be a pretty good episode, I think. So.
I think we had a really diverse group, a lot of opinionated folks.
Yeah, I was actually was pretty impressed. I was pretty happy with the outcome.
Yeah, I think it was pretty dope. So, like I said in the previous episode, I am the worst audio engineer of all time. So we will be entering the conversation like mid-conversation. The first 11 minutes. Then I get recorded.
Damn.
My bad. And I said some slick shit in the first 11 minutes. Like, there's one particular quote that's missing that I'm like, I don't want to.
I think I had some pretty golden nuggets too.
Yeah, I don't want to like just throw it back out there because it's not organic. It had to be in that moment. I feel like I just lost that moment.
Squeeze it in somewhere later. Pause. That's what she said.
All right. So without further ado, we're gonna let you get to the episode.
Peace. I know any guys who put that much thought into it.
Well, he's a doctor, so he wants to have that, like, I don't know what.
There's
movie
several
or
movies
TV
like
show.
That because yeah. There's also the one like Picture Perfect with Jennifer Aniston, where she wanted to move up in her career, and if mm-hmm. she wasn't with the family, mm-hmm. they weren't going to promote her because she's not stable enough. So I remember that scene.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So you put the ring on.
For me, as a single person, I do look at the guy's hands and see, does he have the ring? Oh, he has a ring? I'm not talking to him.
I've done that before, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. For me, the ring actually means something. It's a commitment to another person, and I totally, totally respect that. So, mm-hmm. And if I've known girls that have also worn it, because at that point in their life, and it hasn't happened to me, where I don't want a guy's attention. I just want to go to a bar and not get hit on, so I've seen girls to put it on so they don't get hit on by guys. So
well, that brings up the question on why do girls think it's okay to talk to a guy with a ring? Then why do guys wear that ring to pick up girls?
Exactly. That's apparently it's working. Because men think it's okay to do that.
Women are like the DMV, man. You gotta have ID to get ID. If you don't already have a girl, they don't want you.
They're like, whoa, what's that?
I have never heard that analogy.
Is somewhere out there.
That's
okay.
Most deaf right there. That's most deaf.
Really?
Is that literally most deaf?
Well, I was just about to say that's not sending.
I guess it's like a woman sees a guy that's like with a kid and like, oh my gosh, he has it like with the little kid. He's mm-hmm. I can picture this life with him. I guess some females can just like, well, he's already in that stage. Well, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. like all these single guys are like so immature and all they want to do is drink.
So you think they're trying to use that to like leapfrog a few stages?
The ring is the new puppy. Like they walk in a park with their dog and women flock. So now it's like a ring and it's like.
I think
an
it's
extra
always
level.
Women want you more when they know someone else wants you. Like, because sometimes it's not, y'all go after the guy, not for the guy, because you want to prove you better than whoever that chick is. So
that was
I gotta take him.
We just watched.
I don't know if it's that you have to take him. It's just that.
I take your man. It's a whole song. Salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah.
But that was back in the
90s,
okay? We're in the 2000s, so
what?
We're trying to make America great again, people.
So how's that go in the mind of a girl then? Oh, he's got a ring. I should, you know what? he'll probably he's cheat on his wife.
I've never had that.
He'll probably cheat on his wife to come with me. He'll be a perfect significant other in the future.
He's open to commitment,
yeah.
But he's
some women think like that though. For some women, marriage. I feel like it's a challenge. Like he has a ring, he's married. I bet I can get him anyways.
Like it's like converting a gay guy.
Oh wow,
it's a challenge. Like,
or is it about stability? They feel like okay, if you're married, then maybe you're somewhat stable in your like financial like area of life, I guess, and even like your career. So if you went that route in your life, then maybe like you have all these other things already lined up, right? Like you're ready. You're ready
right.
to be in a committed relationship. Most people who are single or not, you know, ready for a committed relationship don't have their success in order, or don't have their finances in order. So you feel like, well, he can afford me and his wife.
he's a guy that's willing to cheat, like.
Well,
do you really want somebody like that anyway?
Well,
no, because
I don't know
that he's
you
not
wouldn't
cheat
want
on
that, right?
Them.
No, but I wonder if it comes back to the whole, I hate using it, but the whole daddy issue, right? Why did girls also go and want to be with these older men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because, yes, he's going to provide me the stability, and really it's like, really?
Right.
He is 10 years older than you, and when you're like, you're 50, he's 60, he wants not to hang out, he just wants somebody to take care of him,
mm-hmm.
and you just want really want in the prime of your life, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all comes in together, I don't know.
Well, I think when guys reach a certain age, women look at a guy who's not married, like, something must be wrong with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, skip the guy who doesn't have a ring, because he obviously got some issues, no reason that he likes 45 and single. So I'll go... Mm-hmm. To the guy with the ring.
Yeah, 45 and single for a guy is like a plague.
I shouldn't have said. Why did 45? Why was that like the first age to come? Because now I feel like I was talking directly about that dude, and I wasn't trying to talk.
Does he listen to this podcast? I don't know.
I really wasn't trying to talk about him specifically. It just jumped out, like, subconsciously.
In case you're listening, we're talking about the other guy.
I can't. So. What about the one who's like looking at the guy who has the ring, and maybe she's thinking, what if he's a widow, like, you know, a widower?
No.
She's like, he has it all, but he's not.
I don't know.
That means he's not ready to move on.
Yeah, exactly. He's still wearing that ring.
Yeah. By the way, it's a dark path.
I ain't fighting
no ghost.
Just
brought it to the table.
All right, Rich, next
it's all messed up. All messed up.
All right, so this one I found interesting because, I don't know, it seems like these vary in everyone's mind. So this one is dating, courting, and hooking up. It seems like nowadays, there's just so much hooking up. I feel like courting is almost non-existent. I personally know people who just do not know what courting is. Never heard the word, couldn't fathom. Oh, my, you're doing what? Oh, shit. No, what the fuck is wrong with you? So I feel like it used to be the norm back in the day, but now it's just too much work for a man to court a woman. So what do you guys feel about that?
Roger.
Dang.
Oh.
Who's that?
That was like a shots fired
no,
moment.
I think this is the perfect topic for the dating and single people in the room.
Are we the only
dating
people in the room?
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
okay.
Oh,
we are. Well, hold on.
Jeez.
You guys are the... But hold on. I'm the single one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I just feel like dating and courtship are synonymous now.
Not necessarily, because I think dating is...
Uh-oh.
Or no, courting is dating with the intention of marriage. But
whoa.
It's already kind of established between the two of you that that's where you're going to end up. When you're dating... It's still kind of like you don't really know, but like if you say like,
so
even though I feel like courting
face.
Is an older
see,
term.
See, that's how I relate
yeah.
to it. That's what
marriage
I,
is the end, like the end.
The
of
end
a
result.
Courtship.
Right, right. So your first phase is dating, turns into a courtship, or are you first off the bat courtship?
No, you
no.
have to. You're,
or does
you
it start
date?
Off as a hookup? Then a courtship. Is it a phase thing?
It's a phase, but it seems like nowadays there's just one or the other. Like people aren't actively courting. It's like you meet, you hook up, you date. Some people end up married. Like they skip phases. So like I know so many people personally who just have never reached any milestones within their relationship. They just end up hooking up, or they might have gotten caught up, life happened, and boom, now they're married. They're in a situationship. It is what it is.
All right, so what were the phases for us? Because I don't know. Did I court you? I don't know.
No.
If you have to ask, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like we dated. It wasn't a hookup. We dated.
For...
Like, what is dating? I don't, that doesn't even sound
going out, good. Spending well, time with each other, especially when we don't live together.
Right.
Well, I think dating is...
We're just in a relationship.
No, dating is no. Because for me, because I was kind of dating somebody, which is going out with that person several times. It's not a full-blown relationship, but we were just constantly seeing each other, going out for dinner, having drinks. That is dating.
But
now,
also, dating has to be you're going out with that person with the intent of getting to know that person.
Getting to know that person and hopefully getting to the state of developing a full-blown relationship and where you're fully committing to that person. And then entering, I think, courtship is more on the terms of I have the intention of, my end goal is to be married, right? And I want to date you and get to know you to see if we're going to get to that stage.
Yeah, I feel like we went from, like, we knew each other to
relationship.
We didn't do the
dating.
Well, y'all were friends before.
Acquaintances.
Associates.
For about 2 years.
Y'all knew of each other.
Y'all
hung out in a group setting.
Right.
So y'all were friends.
So I feel like
we didn't have
that happens a lot, and because of that, like, it makes it so easy to skip stages.
Yeah, we definitely skip stages.
But were they necessary? I don't feel like. Do you feel like you missed out on something?
No, because you still dating me now.
That's what I was about to say. Like, why do people think once you get to a certain stage in your relationship that things have to end? Like, if we are together and we've been together for years, now you can't open doors for me, and now you can't give me flowers and all those type of things and being romantic, and now it's like I've got her, so you know,
I don't think courting should stop at I do. I think it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
So I liked what what the business partner used to say to me. He was married and he's like, oh, I'm gonna have dinner with my girlfriend. I'm like, but I thought you were married. She's always gonna be my girlfriend. She is always gonna do that, and he's gonna always go out for it. Just because she's my wife, she doesn't ever stop being my girlfriend.
Sucker for love, ass man.
But I think that's awesome, and I feel like a lot of romance sometimes get, like, shoved under the rug because you're like, you know, you feel like you don't have to cater to, I guess, that aspect of the relationship. It's like, it becomes a business. It's just like, oh, we're together, we pay our bills together.
Right.
Whatever, you know, we do these different things, and it becomes a routine of things instead of it being like fun, like how it was when we first got together. And I feel like that's where things can kind of get.
But then I think it's just when you're at that stage, falling is a bad word, but it's more of a comfortable level of your relationship, and that's a good stage too. I think, you know, because it's okay to be able to say, you know what, we're just going to Netflix and chill and be okay with doing that.
And literally mean Netflix and chill.
Pass out while watching Netflix.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it's a more comfortable stage, and I think it's okay to fall into that. Right. And you don't forget to date. You know, we still date when we have a babysitter.
I think at some point, like, the veil goes away. Like, you know, you're with someone long enough where, you know, you see the unattractive naked. You know, because there's a good naked and there's a bad naked. And you get to see the bad naked. You get the farting. You know that they're in the bathroom having diarrhea because they had some bad Mexican food. Like, this, that happens. And then it's no longer, like, it's cutesy.
Turned a lot of people off from dating in court.
But that's, like that. Anybody who's thinking about getting married, don't think you're going to be married to a person or live with a person
and
don't experience these things. And then have to still look at them like, I love you. You're so beautiful. I hope your stomach feels better. That's going to be
a
part
of
life.
Yeah.
That should be the real relationship.
The things I had to do in that hospital room when that baby came out,
That's love.
And that's not romantic or courting. That is just straight
even
up disgusting ass love. That
after she was here.
Yeah, that was sick.
And I was healing.
Nasty.
That's love.
Nasty.
Shout out to Odyssey.
Love is nasty.
But I wonder if it also
love is nasty. Hashtag Hashtag love is there. That was awesome.
But I wonder if the loss of this culture of really dating, courting somebody instead of the whole hookup has to do with our society and the shows that we are projected right now on TV. Right now, everything is like all gossip and all sex and sex and sex and sex. And oh my gosh, the woman has to be this way. Really? This is right. Fake. We keep presenting all these fake things across the world, across the magazines.
And the expectations are unrealistic.
Yeah, they're unrealistic. Yeah. And it's kind of, how can you develop a relationship with somebody when they have this expectation of somebody that's perfect and nobody is perfect?
I also think that that's relative, though, because most of the guys I know, and like men, real men, hardworking, down-to-earth, God-fearing men, don't wake up every morning saying, this woman on TV did this, and her body looks like this, and her mind is like this, and that's my ideal. Like, actual men that I know, that's no one's ideal.
Getting the side eye right now.
That's how I feel. I don't think that's a lot of guys' ideal. No
right,
one.
So, but are these things that we're seeing, is it projected to guys or is it projected to other women?
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like a lot of women feel a way about it. And therefore, they try to change themselves or they might feel a way about it. But actual males that I know, none of them, and I'm totally being honest here, no one ever says, yes, did you see this? I want my wife to be like that. No, that's not the type of woman that they're looking for. But
so why y'all look at it?
What do you
mean? Because it's shocking.
Are we buying
saying y'all?
We're visual creatures.
Yes, but are we buying these Photoshop pictures and magazines? Who's the target audience? Is it girls looking at these cosmopolitans?
I feel like it's a wide range of audience.
I feel like a guy will look at a Playboy magazine all day if he wants to, but at the end of the day, he doesn't want to marry anybody in that magazine. He doesn't want to have a life with anybody in that magazine. That's not what he's looking
for. His significant other.
I don't think
if I find a guy, he keeps looking at Playboy and then comes to home to me, I'm like, I'm not like that. But you keep looking at a Playboy magazine, so clearly you want to be with a model and not with me.
No, clearly it's attractive. That's all it is. Yeah. It doesn't mean I want to be. It's just,
that's what I'm saying. So that's attractive. Not necessarily always a guy's frame of mind.
But you can't project that onto him.
I get that. It can promote insecurities. However, I don't think that most men look at that as a frame of reference for what the perfect woman should be.
But do you also talk to your spouse about, like, hey, this is just a visual thing? And, like, because if I keep seeing my man looking at a Playboy magazine, I'm going to, like, I'm not his. He doesn't want to really be with me.
Right.
Every time we're in bed, he's envisioning somebody else. Mm-hmm.
So, as much as that's true, women also need to be careful about how you swoon over these guys in the movies, Orlando Blooms or
whoa, that's a little bit old
for
reference. That's a little reference.
Ryan Gosling, I believe, is the new
one. I'm old. Ryan who?
I can't.
Apparently The Rock is the...
the sexiest man in America?
Women do the same thing, not on the level of porn, because I don't think women need like that kind of hardcore image to enjoy themselves, but all they need is, a rock in a tight shirt. And we see it, and you don't think I'd be looking in the mirror like... Fuck it,
whatever. Exactly. That's not me. I ain't got it.
I couldn't go running today, but
it's a valid point,
but it's different in how men use that visual image. You know, your guys will use that visual image and be in the bathroom or in the shower masturbating, and women just look and comment.
Right.
You know, we're not using that.
Not to say that women don't masturbate or whatever. I mean, that's probably a whole other topic. But I'm just saying, but you guys will really hone in on it. Mm-hmm. Like, go extra mile.
Can't speak for all guys. I don't feel like I don't just hone in on those things. And that's not what...
There you go.
What? I'm just saying.
Rich, go clean it up. Go ahead, Rich. Clean it up.
Honestly, that's not what does it for me. I like what I have. I like the genuine person that I'm with. I'm not putting this person from a magazine on a pedestal. I know internally that that's not a real person. I do not want a fake person. I want something that's real.
Mm-hmm. Says the guy.
Shout out
to
real.
No. Says the guy who, when you said, okay, so who's your celebrity crush? And then the names are like polar opposite from you. And it's like, Well, damn, we don't but have not one feature alike. Okay, gotcha.
I look nothing like Pharrell. I'm just putting it out there.
That episode no, would never die.
He is one guy out of like people who I think may be attractive. One person, yes, obviously. But I said name one person who you like, you know. He named Zoe. What's her last name?
Zoe Saldana.
Who is that?
I said Emma Watson too, though.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's a random list.
Galaxy of the Guardians got it.
Guardians. We're never letting this go.
So this brings up a funny point on body image, on you know, physicality and attractiveness. So we've been to the gym a good amount, and the gym culture. So anytime you see a guy who is really fit, you know, has is very lean, probably, you know, bulging six pack or something. That guy who's working out, he's probably hoping someone's noticing. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. someone's gonna be noticing him. But there's a funny comment that I saw a while back. It was what a guy expects and what actually happens. A guy expecting a bunch of female attention. No, it's a bunch of, what actually happens is a bunch of dudes coming up to him like, man, he looks like you've been working out real well. Like, you, that must have taken a lot of hard work to get to that.
Teach me your ways.
It's just hilarious, the expectations versus reality of everything that we do, and expectations of reality of what's projected in the media to sell stuff. What regular people, hardworking people, are actually looking for and are expecting that is actually going to happen in their life. So it's funny how there's a
gap there.
Huge gap. Mm-hmm.
That disconnect, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that, like, they are fun to look at. Men are visual creatures, and there are things that are fun to look at. When you think, I think most men, when they think about a relationship or someone that they want to be with, what we prize more than anything is peace. And if you can be, like, that source of peace, you could probably get away with a lot of visual stuff. But if I can come home and take the mask off and you're my best friend and I can laugh and I can joke with you and I can fart in front of you and I can be vulnerable around you and it's
that's
all
worth
cool,
a lot more.
Then that's worth a lot more.
I know. Obviously, it's all about the farting.
It's all about the farting.
Yes.
I get to hear it.
I were dating.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And she would come and spend, like, weekends in my apartment. When she left, like, I would just be, I'd be in the bathroom for like 2 hours after she left, because I've been holding in stuff for like 2 days straight. I've been in so much pain. It was horrible.
Within the first month, I'm like, if she's going to deal with it, she's going to deal with it. So
that's how I feel, right?
She's not going to like it. It's not going to last
even
very long.
I told Jared in the first month, like, look, I'm a farting and shitting kind of girl. So if you can't, I remember I told
my body
you
regulating.
If you can't, right? If you can't deal
I
with
am
that,
only
you can't
a
deal
human.
With that. So let me know now, because I can go to the bathroom. You know, I'm a
well, lady. Now, luckily for people, they have poopery, and you would never even know when someone even goes. So now it's just like,
yeah,
you're just not human anymore. It
you
just
know
doesn't even
I
like.
I don't
real.
Know why the
it
poopery
is real.
Think, why people think
shout
that's
out to poopery.
Anybody.
Can we get a
if you walk away and you're in the bathroom for more than 5 to 10, I know what you're doing. It doesn't
you
care that you go in there. I don't smell it.
Well,
I know
sometimes
yes,
you in there.
Don't mean you
got to
get smacked
yeah.
in the face with it.
I can't.
Gosh, they need that in the public bathrooms.
Man,
that stuff is expensive. Poopery's not.
It is.
$10 to $15. Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're selling my job. I mean, I can totally get you guys some. Not on the record. Just kidding.
Dealing with shit is an expensive business.
I feel like we segued though, because people now are hooking up versus dating, and I think that's the real.
Doing, like, poopery.
I know, like, for real segue. I feel like also women allow a lot of different things. Like, I feel like women tolerate, like, or they feel like they have to, like, I guess, in order to get a date, what they have to do to sacrifice their mm-hmm. morals or values. Like, okay, well, he's going to go out with me, and he's going to expect this and that. And if he's going to take me out to this nice restaurant or to this nice event or whatever it is, then I have to comply to whatever he's looking for. And then it turns into a hookup, even though she wants to get courted or dated, just because she feels like, okay, well, this is the person who's showing me attention or whatever it is. So I feel like that's kind of an issue too. Like, if women would stop mm-hmm. necessarily, like, being the hookup girl, then maybe you get courted, or maybe you
and
show
that's
like
something
somebody,
I've heard
you know.
A lot too. But so whose fault is that? Is that the guy's fault or the woman's fault? Because
like
that's
it's
not
both.
Necessarily,
they feel pressure.
That's not necessarily what the man
no,
is
I'm not
saying
gonna, like,
though.
I'm gonna make it. Yes, it's the girl's fault for allowing it. It's also the guy's fault because he's like
expecting
the man, kind of
yeah.
like
ensuing,
expecting mm-hmm. it. But I also think it's the society and mm-hmm. some cases, and maybe the parents or anything, that are not teaching values and not teaching mm-hmm. your self-worth,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, self-worth is a big one, yeah.
A lot of people, and not all families, and I'm not going to say that, but sometimes parents are busy and don't teach little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The way you are, you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we have to instill that because our world just keeps showing these magazines, especially the females, showing you have to be like this skinny, you have to dress a certain way to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think we really need to enforce on our kids is like, you're beautiful the way you are. You don't
and
need
you
to,
have
say
to enforce that immediately.
But I gotta put it back on women a little bit because I think, like, maybe women have been so scarred that now they put that expectation on. I've been in relationships before Tammy where, you know, after a certain amount of time, the girl would complain because she'd be like, you must not be into me because you haven't tried anything yet. So when you're the guy who's like trying to be, you know, respectful and I'm going to wait and we can just court and we can just get to know each other, then they're like, well, what's wrong with you because you're not mm-hmm. trying? And they make you feel like you are not making them feel wanted because you're not, you know, trying to push it. And so then you enter your next relationship like, I gotta push before she thinks I'm not interested, and then you become that guy. It's just like it's a self-replicating cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't even call me for like 3 or 4 days.
Because I thought I was under the impression you wasn't posted. You know, what's the time frame? Like when you get a number,
there's
how
no
soon?
Time frame.
There should I'm asking Roger. I'm looking dead at him.
I think I texted her the next day.
We met online.
Yeah, we met online.
No time anymore.
I think I texted her the next day. She actually like.
There is.
Time. She like postponed a second.
I had to cancel our first date. Because I got a whole bunch of stuff at work.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to go out on a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to cancel because I just got slammed with a bunch of stuff to grade.
Yeah.
So then I pushed it out to like that Saturday instead. So.
Because mm-hmm. I was really busy. So, you know.
Did you
it was
think
a couple,
like,
it was a
so
days.
When she pushed it out, did you think she was bullshitting? Or was it like she think she was curving you?
No, I generally give people the benefit of the doubt. That's just the nature. They
mm-hmm.
have to.
They have to prove that they're full of shit.
Yeah.
He believes in
yeah.
it.
No, there
yeah.
is a teacher, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was like busy
grade.
Season. And
It was right around finals.
I'm from Brooklyn.
So I had a whole bunch of stuff to grade, and
I like
just
I'm,
pushed off
I'm
the bed. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm instantly. Have you guys seen that
cool.
video
yeah.
with a guy who
yeah.
is like curved them before they can curve you?
Yeah.
And he walks
to
the
that's
girl.
What I'm saying. So that's in my mind. I'm like, I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm grading papers. Yeah, sure. You're washing in here too, right? Uh huh. Yeah. No.
So the guy like walks up to girls. And he's like, "You're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Now walk away from me."
Yeah, listen, I'm a curve. Yeah, he said I'm a curve.
I'm
you
curve
curve
you, well, you can curve me.
And
that's
crazy. And Tammy, as you were saying, yes, apparently, and it's kind of hard on me. I'm a single girl because I'm like on front. If I don't want to go out with you, I'm going to tell you I don't want to go out with you. That's it. How it is. And now, like, oh, you had to wait. If a guy texts you, you have to wait X amount of hours before you text him back. So that way he thinks you're actually busy, have a life, and he'll be more interested in you. No. But here's the thing. If
so
I have my
games.
Phone and he gives me a
yeah.
text message,
yeah,
why should
why?
I have
exactly.
to wait?
Right. Exactly.
Like,
it's just so many games that you, like, why is it such a game?
Man,
like,
I was
just like, if I'm free, you text me,
I
text back.
Exactly. I'm like, if I'm busy, I'll tell you I'm busy.
I was busy in the studio. It took a couple days before I got back to
I was busy in the studio, making my CDs.
I had a mixtape coming out.
Yeah,
he's spitting fire. He's got a
stressful. I called you though. I did call you.
No,
right?
You did not call me.
I did call
you. It wasn't until I was talking to my girlfriend on the phone and I said, nope, Jerry hadn't called me yet. And she went and got you because she was at the house where you were.
No, she wasn't.
Or
see,
did she call you?
See how people messed the story up?
What happened?
I was in the car with Reggie and Candace called and asked Reggie why I hadn't called you. And I called you in the car.
Exactly. So somebody had to call you.
I was going to call you.
It's not that they had to call him. It's that they called him before he got a chance to call you. So
exactly.
They messed up the cycle.
I had to work up the nerve to call you. I was like, man, what do you say?
Was this a cell phone? Or is this like a home
phone? So.
It wasn't that long ago. It was just 10 years ago.
The landline.
Right.
Was it after 9?
It was a flip phone, though.
Was it after 9 on a
three
nights
and weekend?
It was after 9.
See what I'm saying? See, you're trying to burn a hole in this man pocket. I gotta pay for dates and I gotta pay for calls.
Three after 9s had passed and he hadn't called.
Did you have T-Mobile? Was she in your top five?
No.
See, that's what happened. He had his mom, his grandmother, his father. And
excuses.
Listen, reality happened.
I called.
In the end, he fixed it.
I actually can't believe that I was just nervous and shy, and I didn't.
See, I really think that if you hadn't gotten pushed, you would not have called.
Only because I
listen.
This person that you know now didn't exist 10 years ago.
I believe that because this one over here.
I was flirting with her for like a
month.
We worked
together.
Was that flirting?
And he just would say hello. And I would be like, hi, how's it going?
I've done that.
Yeah.
To a shy guy, hello is a lot of flirting.
Thank you. You know how long it took me to get my hello game up?
He's in the mirror like, hello, hello, hello.
Don't be shy.
Hi, no. What's up now?
That took a lot of preparation.
That's not easy. Easy. Should I wave with the hand gesture?
I think he did have one too.
Like, they'll leave it to the side, they'll put it up, they'll go for a handshake. Yeah. Like, what are you supposed to do? I got two of these. What am I supposed to do with them? I don't know.
And then you say hi and they say something back. I wasn't prepared.
Oh. Run away. That's stage number two. You don't think that far ahead. You hope for it, but you don't know.
You don't know. You weren't ready.
Oh, man.
All right, what else we got?
All right, so something you said earlier brings us to this next one. Sexting and the unsolicited dick pic.
Dude. Show of hands, who's gotten an unsolicited dick pic?
Oh, about it, or even the in-person, like,
really?
Just pull out. You just like, oh, wait a minute. I was not ready. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
That got to be a
rough life
York
for a
thing.
Woman.
Okay,
that was a
Chicago
thing. But yeah, it's a rough life. Like,
I don't think I ever, like, just.
Quick sidebar. Your boy, Nate Parker.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You got another case for that one right now.
Which is whipping out.
Apparently, flipped the dick up, showed somebody the head real quick, and then put it away. So he got another court case right now.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what's the plan? Like, what's the end game on that one? Like, I'm gonna show the head. Where we gonna go? Where we gonna go?
It seems to me, did it work before? Is it?
Yo,
what was the
like
success rate? Why?
Scarred
why
for
would
life.
You do that?
Wasn't that like a Seinfeld episode where you just like you do the just get naked and then see what happens? you come out and you just naked. And what they
one of two things are gonna happen.
They're gonna kick you out.
Or they're gonna have
you. You was already leaving, so I mean, whatever.
All right, so it seems 75% of the women in the room have received an unsolicited dick pic.
I like the percentage.
Quick math. So, does that sway you in either direction? Is it like, oh my god?
Well, what was the reaction? I guess. What was the outcome? You're like, oh.
What
the
fuck?
Yeah, it was
for me.
It was more like a delete.
Like, oh, I'm not.
I think I've even like showed
again.
A few friends, like, girl. What? I mean, I've been guilty of that. Like,
no.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I did show it off.
No, I didn't.
I had my friends show me unsolicited pictures.
No, for respect, because I'm like, no, I'm not even going to show it off. I'll delete it off my phone. Mm-hmm.
No, we showed it off and laughed, and then
And it wasn't like somebody who was like in my circle and they knew like from here on in, like, right, they got a laugh and joke. It was just like a...
So no girl has ever gotten a dick pic that was like, okay.
Unless you're
let me call
in
this
a relationship.
Guy
yeah, right. That's a little different.
Yeah, that's
like,
not quite unsolicited.
You know, right? It's not unsolicited, right? So,
here's the thing. Why do I don't understand it?
I don't send it.
Why? Yeah.
Why
I was about to say.
I
honestly, seriously, don't randomly. I've not randomly sent dick pics, so I don't understand like the thinking behind. Like, if I'm in a relationship and we're have that kind of relationship, where we're sending each other pictures or we're having a conversation or whatever it is. Fine, but it's not like, hi, how you doing? Okay, I'm gonna call you later. Dick pic, like, like I don't.
Too much work.
But how did it start?
You gotta frame the shot just right. You gotta get everything. You gotta get the light.
You gotta have the light right. You gotta have the right angle.
Right,
you
angle.
Can't just be like, dude.
You might need to do
and
some landscaping.
And then
you can
tell the fake angles,
you know?
Too. It's like all up close.
Yeah.
Like, that's not you, sir. Like, I don't know.
Like, we have to, like, you know, have a frame of mind first, you know, and be like, all right, okay, now I'm sturdy.
You gotta get all comfortable. So, in that sense, a lot of work goes into that. So, should you technically be flattered when you get the dick pic?
No.
That was some science. He turned into
no,
an engineer to send that picture.
No,
the ending for mine, at least for my case, right?
You're all
right. She wanted something. He wanted something.
Yeah.
He wanted a sexting conversation. He wanted that at the end game that we would either just
start trading pics.
Right, exactly. That's what it is.
Maybe he
could have
just wanted some validation.
Literally.
Maybe he wanted he had a Napoleon complex.
Oh,
he wanted
my
somebody
say, oh, that's
pretty.
That's
your
that
what
he wanted?
He
wanted for
the
girl to send something back.
So he went off on it. That's really, my case was more like that.
And to initiate the fact that they actually probably do want to have sex with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like,
so I wonder like, are dudes catfish the dick pics? Like, do they like find a website?
That's
like,
what I was just
nice
about
one.
To say.
I'm going
to
send her this one.
I was going to say, I think they're saved in the phone.
That's interesting.
It's not like a on-the-spot thing. I think this is like
would somebody do that?
I'm sure there's got to be someone within the sound of my voice. That's received the dick pic and then saw the dick line.
So now assuming that there's a dick pic repository and guys are like catfishing dick pics, what happens if you send her this dick pic and she's like, okay, I'm with it, and now you gotta go like,
and you gotta go,
what do you say? Like, turns out that wasn't my dick, but this one is. Do you still want it? Like, how does that work?
It's like, turn out all the lights.
Turn out all the lights. Close your eyes.
Or it reminds me of that Chappelle skit. Could the little boy point out Michael Jackson's dick in the lineup? I mean, probably a Shaft, you know, some hair, probably perm.
Who wants to bet if I Google dick pic repository right now, I'm gonna actually get a website.
Try it out. Let's see.
I think
you'll get something.
But it's gonna be stuck in my search.
I was gonna say it's gonna be
better use incognito mode.
Incognito mode.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it's just amazing how that even. How, like, oh, send me a picture of your tits, and then I'll send something back. What's going on? I just...
Well, the guy that's...
I'm good, thanks.
The guy asked for a picture of me. I'm like, hell no.
Man, yes, there are quite a few. critiquing your dick pics with love.
I can't.
There is the internet repository for unsolicited dick pics.
Oh, it's because they uploaded from...
Yeah, but I'm sure there are guys on that site, like... I might as well, you know.
No, so
it's not super difficult.
I think there's.
I want to know what would your mentality be as a guy if now you're trolling. If you're a guy and you're trolling dick pics, trying to find the perfect dick pic to pass off as your dick in this pic.
Can I just say before you answer that, how convenient it is to say dick pic? Just the convenience of that is great. Just want to throw that out there.
Like, how do you go to a dick pic repository and pick a dick for a dick pic?
Because you're not looking at a bunch of different dicks, first off. You're looking at a bunch of different dicks. Like,
Shade. Here's a dick, here's a dick. Seriously, though, that's some weird comparing it shit.
Hey, if they have a passion for it and they just want to do it, that's what they want
to
do.
Somebody took the time to make a site.
Or they knew a need.
They saw a need.
They saw a need.
And they addressed it. I didn't click on any of them, but yeah.
Are any of them like membership needed or?
I'm not seeing. I'm sure there's a lot of advertising.
For what? Enlargements and.
I think that's crazy.
Viagra and all kind of stuff.
That is.
How do you even put that on your resume? I'm a dick pic aficionado. That's crazy. That's a great. It must be a skill. I don't know.
You got to put on your resume.
It's all this newfangled stuff. That's why I stay off the internet.
Except for work.
It's not good for you. Except for my website.
which is
dick pic repository.
So this actually brings me to the next topic.
What could dick pics possibly bring
so,
me
to? So this brought me to the next topic because of something that you actually said. So we're talking about dick pics and picking dicks from a dick pic repository. And we had a conversation the other day.
Did you guys?
Not about picking dicks, but we had a conversation the other day.
I'm on call.
About how certain women do not want to be referred to as females. And what did you say? You said all women are female, but not all females are women, or something like that.
Nowadays, not all females aren't. Nowadays, all women aren't females.
But all females are women.
All females should be women. But you can make a case that not all females are women.
Okay, so, and then you made a comment about Bruce, who turned into Caitlin.
Right, so Bruce.
And what made me think about it was, before the surgery, did Bruce, Bruce and Caitlin, or somebody going for the surgery, like, would they use a dick pic repository and be like, make me like this. I want that one, section B2. Give me that.
That's a good question. But so is there like a vagina repository where you could be like, can you recreate this exactly? That's what he would have had. But has he done that yet? Has he even done that yet, or is he still?
I imagine he's gone full all the way.
Right, it's been a while. How long have we been now?
And he's got money, so I imagine he's done post-op complete.
And now all of a sudden on Facebook, they're like all the videos of like how it's done. It's grossing me out.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the surgeon has like, you know, you have samples of hardwood floors. You got samples of, you know.
That was everything. Oh, man.
You want a big labia, small labia? What do you want?
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm uncomfortable now.
Anyway.
Happy space is how you feel.
So anyway, this topic. So basically, we had a conversation about this the other day, and Jared and I were going back and forth, and I think we had polar opposite feelings on this one. Essentially, a lot of women do not want to be referred to as female. They would rather be referred to as a woman. Like, I am a woman, not necessarily a female, because female simply denotes sex, whereas being a woman denotes a career or many other things. So we had a conversation about it, so I figured I'd bring it up, see how you guys feel about it.
Female is a technical term, right? It's a biological
definition.
It's a biological term.
Yeah, it's...
So that means it refers to animals as well.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's why I've never liked
the term
females.
Exactly.
Because it always reminded me of when we were back in D.C. and we were getting crabs, and it was, you know, I want the female crabs versus the male crabs because the female crabs were better or something.
Larger.
I never liked that term to begin with. And then men started using that term, these females out here.
Right, it's condescending. It's condescending,
yeah. And I can see where it could be condescending and a bit derogatory.
But I feel like I could say any word in a condescending fashion and make, if I say woman, go get in there and make my dinner.
Exactly.
It's the same difference.
But it's a different thing that you purposely using that term to make it derogatory or condescending.
But I mean, I'm not the first person who's ever said woman or get over here, woman. Like you, it doesn't matter what the word is.
I
choose to say it is
you
the way.
You can just say you. Okay. I'm making a sandwich.
Female, woman, it's all the same to me, at least. I don't see a difference.
I feel like we're in a time now where identifying people with biology sometimes is necessary, because if I want to speak directly to a female, I sometimes have to make that clear. Because if I say woman, I'm not sure what I'm going to get.
Oh my God.
I'm just being honest.
I mean, scientists, people, too many people playing God. But like I said, I can get why people would be upset.
I can understand it too. It's just, in what way is it being referred to? I guess it's a classification, which sounds terrible, but that's what you fill out on forms. Are you a male or are you a female? What sex, male or female? It's part of identification, and I think that's what some of the issues are nowadays: is people not identifying as that and.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Changes.
I think there's a full on attack against definition. You can't define anything as anything. If I say right now that I identify as an Asian woman, you can't tell me that I'm not. And that's
true.
To me, unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Asian women.
I pick one. I'm sitting across from you.
So you see female as being as scientific? As in woman as being what? What's the difference in your mind when
woman
you
is human?
Well, right. I just looked at the. Hold on, I did look at the definition of woman and female. Female is basically saying scientifically this and plus the chromosomes, mm-hmm. and the woman is the human female kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in your mind,
how you identify, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, for me, it's the same thing. I'm a female. I'm a woman. It doesn't.
Yeah,
for me, it doesn't change.
I do, you know, I'm a female, I'm a woman, but it just depends on, you know, there are too many ways to confuse female, you know. You can be talking about a dog outside, you know, and or other animals or something, and, you know, sometimes men use the term female to stop themselves from saying bitch.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I was going to say that.
It ends up being too gray. And I would rather be called a woman versus a female, because I don't know what you mean by female right now.
Okay. Well,
how are you talking to me right now? You know.
And again,
on
I can see it in like spoken, like who says female in a spoken conversational way.
Exactly. So when you think about it like that, anytime you would go to say female, 10 times out of 10, you're about to say something that you shouldn't say.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
so
I
therefore, that's
that
why
point.
I say I can understand why a woman
in
would
a
be upset.
Form.
The attack should be on that mindset of what that person was going. Because no matter what word I put in that place, if I stop saying woman or female and start saying you Y chromosome, like you're still going to feel just as offended because of what. You know, it doesn't matter.
It is true.
You're going to feel just as offended because of what the intent was behind the phrase. So it doesn't matter what word I use there. So if you attach all that meaning to a word,
it's
not the word.
Yes, but I guess after years and years hearing that word being misused, you don't want to hear it. you don't want to be referred to it. I can see that. I haven't had that experience, so that's why I'm like, either way works for me. Because I haven't had anybody try to attack me using the word female. If they did, I'll knock them out.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, my Puerto Rican coming out.
She got the blade in her purse.
Not the blade, the machete, girl. Dude, I got the machete.
How do you keep that in your purse?
Yeah, have you seen my purse?
It's a big purse.
I'm kidding, people. I don't really have one.
Sure.
Right.
And you wonder why guys don't approach that.
That's true.
The girl with the machete.
That is true.
Do I have to say it with the accent when I say it, or can I just?
You can say whatever.
Okay.
Is that the end of it? Is that the rest of the
That's
list?
The last one.
That was the last one?
No, one more.
One more?
The misconception of age and maturity.
Age and maturity.
No matter
like,
what
do they
age,
always go hand in hand?
No.
No matter what age the guy is, he's not mature enough.
It's true, because we'll always
see,
be way
see,
more.
Now,
see,
yep.
Now
you
can't go into it thinking that.
A guy.
Well, we're already talking about men versus women, so
guy.
Obviously we're talking about.
The whole conversations, the topics have all been again, for females, right? So I guess, why not?
I mean, if all females want to look at it that
way. That's the way it is.
It just—it all depends on people's experiences. I think about maturity. It's what they've experienced, what they've seen, and how they perceive things. But that's why young boys are so quote immature, because you know their focus is play fighting, sports, being mean to girls. Is about the extent of it and having fun.
I'm with Louis C.K. Like he was like, you know, even if a 50-year-old is wrong. His wrongness is rooted in more information than your wrongness. There's still a lesson to be learned somewhere. Like age, I like getting older because I feel like I feel more outspoken the older I get. Like I care less and less.
You have less fucks to
about.
Give.
I have fewer fucks like every year.
It's like, oh, I shouldn't say that. I don't care.
I feel like people are born with like a finite number of fucks, and that number just
you run
slowly dwindles. Yeah.
Out of fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. I still have a few fucks to get.
You do, Rich. You do. And I'm trying to get rid of them.
Me too. Me and you both. We can partner together because I just sometimes want him to just like let it go.
Yeah, Renee's always like, I don't give a fuck.
Like we'll be in a McDonald's parking like a drive through, and somebody will be behind us, and we're not ready. We don't know what we're gonna get, and he'll be like, I think I'll just pull into a parking spot. Fuck those people behind us. Like, we are here and we're going to make a decision. Like, they're going to have to wait. Like, I don't care. He's always waiting.
So that plays into a conversation. Remember that conversation we had in that other episode? Basically, we subconsciously do things because we don't want to upset people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially being a person of color. Automatically, somebody's going to point the finger or say something. So therefore, I don't necessarily want to be that person. Like, driving to your house, as soon as we turned on Dallas... The radio went from 14 to 6. Because, okay, I'm driving down a residential neighborhood. I'm a black guy in a car. You know, my radio was blasting. It's not like we were playing hip-hop. But at the same time, I don't want to have that stigma about myself. So, therefore, I immediately cut the volume of
the
radio.
The funny thing
about
it is...
You could say you're driving into a residential area, right? You're turning down out of respect to the people that live there. You don't
but it's different.
No, I think we sometimes overplay the racism.
I don't feel like
oh my gosh, because I'm a Latina, I gotta be careful what I do here, and really.
But it's factual, though.
We gotta get over. I think at some point we gotta get over it. Not.
Well, we can't get
ours.
Over it until other people get over it.
But
or
if you always bring it up, if you're always bringing it up, how are they gonna ever get over it? If we're
that's
always
the only way they get it. Like if we pretend like it doesn't exist, they don't get over it. You have to like some. I think I do the opposite of Rich. Like if I'm in those situations where I think somebody you know expects a certain thing out of me because I'm black, or is going to take it a certain way because I'm black, I'm going to do it to the extreme. If you for some reason think because I'm black and I got tattoos that I'm like a gangster, which I'm like the farthest thing from, I'm gonna give you all of that. I'm gonna give you
what?
Money's worth.
You're not.
You're not a gangster,
I'm
you
not.
Should.
Oh man.
I don't know. I just think that there are several stigmas
there.
I'm
my music up when I turn
I'm far from a lot of those stigmas.
The same way. Yeah,
but it's those are a lot of things that I've had to myself deal with in my life. So I just feel like I try to not have that projected.
I mean, if you don't live, if you've never been in the shoes where you live in fear, then you wouldn't understand or relate or understand the point of turning down your music or straightening up and trying to figure out, like, you know, how can you not cause so much tension? Or if you don't have to live in that life or in that shadow, then, you know.
Yeah, I'm with, like, I'm like Jared said, I'm the farthest thing away from a gangster. But I've been 12 years old and made to strip in the middle of the street because a cop said I fit the profile of somebody that they look for. 12 years old, two big ass cops pulled me over, and I was standing in the middle of the street in my pants and socks because they wanted to stop and search me. So I've had to live and go through those things. So it's things that have stuck with me and molded me.
I used to go to lunch with a dude when I worked back in D.C. And every time we passed like a police officer, he'd be like, hey, officer, like, can you stop drawing attention? I don't want, if they wasn't looking at me, I don't want them looking at me. Stop talking to the police in front of me.
That's never crossed my mind. Turning the music down in residential, that's never even crossed my mind. I'm just driving. It's
I've done the
crazy,
same thing.
The perspectives. And
see, and to your point, like, I can understand trying to be respectful. But I feel like subconsciously, a lot of people of color or minorities, they just automatically take it to the next level because they don't want that attention on themselves. Or because of things that they have gone through in their past, they take it almost extra. Don't shine a light on me at all.
At all, yeah. Because it could start with a noise complaint, but we know how easy it could transition into something
else. To a legal search.
Yeah.
Right.
So this brings up to, it just popped up in my head. At what point, it might be a little bit too extreme, but at what point is being over polite might even draw even more attention? Mm-hmm. Is that, I mean, like, oh, I'm blaring music, I better turn it down. And then, you know, someone drives like, why is he turning down his music? Is there something that we need to be concerned about? I don't know. It could just be at any
And
point
I
in time.
I get that the inverse can happen.
But I don't know. I've never really experienced that growing up.
I've had a lot of fun with it. I used to get on the subway and, like, you know how you play music in your headphones, but you're playing it loud enough that you know people can hear it? I would, like, play The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. It's like stare at people. I don't know. That's wrong. I probably scared a lot of innocent white folks.
I try not to be the angry black man.
It was a good time. I just like the fact that I am nothing to fear. And anytime I can inspire someone to be afraid of me, is just entertaining to me. Like, there is no reason you should ever be afraid of me. But if you can see
the thing that I don't get. Like, there is nothing in my actions whatsoever that screams, run from that man. And I've been standing still, and women have walked by, and like, oh my God, he's going to steal
clutch
my bag.
Clutch your purse or something. Like, yeah, if you clutch your purse around me, I might. Like, oh. Just
because. And that's funny because that happens to me at work. I'm at work. You're coming to a place where I literally work. So you're coming into where I'm at, and you don't want for me to service you or help you. And then, like, I just makes me want to, like, help you more, like how you were saying. I'm like, oh, you don't need help? Are you sure? You have something in your hand? You don't want me to ring you up? Oh, okay, gotcha. So, you know, it just makes you kind of want to do it more in that situation. But now when it comes to, like, people of, not to say, like, authority, but, like, yeah.
You ever had the person, like, follow you around the store and that made you stay in the store longer? Like, you just kept taking trips around, like, if you gonna get your exercise today, you gonna follow me. I ain't leaving no time. And I'm gonna pick up everything.
My way of thinking growing up is just be how you, obviously the golden rule, you know, if I see people standing in the middle or just, let's say car etiquette, the guy's parked for no damn reason, just sitting there, you know, blocking an area that people need to pass by. Like, why are you there? You're inconveniencing me regardless of whatever your race is. You need to be considerate of others regardless of what is going on around you. So, I don't know. It's just, like, I'm trying to be not an inconvenience to people around me, but I don't know. Maybe some people just didn't grow up with that.
And I go along with you, right? I go through the neighborhood. I don't turn down my music unless it's at night. I have respect at night because at a certain hour, people are sleeping, so I do turn it down at night. But I had to stop trying to be something I'm not because other people fear of, because of what they're told. I'm me the way I am. You're you the way you are. I need to be a better citizen for this world. And maybe my mindset is a little in this utopia kind of field that I want a perfect world. But if I don't make an effort to be a better citizen and not because out of fear I need to do something, then how am I changing anything? Because I'm doing stuff out of fear to allow you, because you feel a little more comfortable. No, I'm trying to do things that are right and reasonable. Not because out of your fear of, because I'm a Latina, so, oh my gosh, I got to turn down my music so you're not scared of me. No. I can't stop being me because you're afraid of something. Because at one point in looking at our society, we're like, oh, we got to like tippy toes on every, you know, walk on eggshells. No, our society was created on some foundations, and I believe in those things, and I want us to continue those stuff. So I am going to work on values and morals and things. I'm not going to, because if you fear because I'm a Latina this, well, that's your problem.
But then it becomes your problem.
No, I don't see it. I can't see it that way.
It becomes our problem when the people who have that fear are in power.
Right, exactly. Not your average Joe, like your next door neighbor or whatever, and you're trying to be courteous to them at 9 o'clock or whatever it is. But the people who are in power, that's who you unfortunately are tippy-toeing around.
And I think that this last year or so has proven that I cannot afford to make that statement. There are people who have made that statement doing nothing and who have been killed for less. So therefore, I myself don't feel like I can make that statement because I do want to go home at the end of the day. I remember a few months ago driving to work doing 60 the whole time, crying and calling Renee on the phone because I was scared if I was going to make it to work or not, and then if I was going to make it back home because of stuff that's happening in our world. However, I can use this as a platform to speak out, but there are certain things that I know I just can't do.
So, I mean, that brings up an interesting question for me because, you know, now that I have a daughter, it's like, how do you teach her that balance? Like, I think Talib Kweli had a line once where he was like, you know, how do I give my son pride and then make him swallow it all? Like, how do I teach her, you know, you are who you are, you should be proud of that, but around this person, you need to tuck some of that away because it could turn out bad for you. You know, like, how do you battle? Like, it is, right now, it is just, it's not even a matter of, like, trying to make other people comfortable. I'd be teaching her to tuck it away because I'm trying to get her home tonight. You know, I want to get her home safe. So it's not even, like, teaching her those things to make other people feel better. It's teaching her those things so that she can survive. And it's like, how do you walk that line between be proud of who you are, be who you are, don't be afraid to be different, but you can't be but so different in this space or in this space or in that space. You gotta try to conform just so you can make it home. I don't think that a lot of people realize that we live in that reality. That reality doesn't exist for everybody, where you have to change who you are just for survival purposes.
Right. And those are lessons that we're taught
early. Yeah. Early. And subconsciously. Like, you don't realize that you're doing it until, like, somebody calls you on it.
Right. You meet out with your friends and you make a spectacle of yourself. But when you're in surroundings with people who you are the diverse one in that group, you kind of shift. You become a different person. And it's just a way that we are. It's just how we are. Like, that's how we grew up. And it's not, like, I want to be myself 100% all the time. Like, I'll, you know, but people who are discriminate or who will discriminate against me or, you know, show me racism don't view me as this individual who is, you know, all my great attributes. They don't see those. They don't look at that. They don't say, like, oh, she's an individual and she's awesome in this. They're looking at, that's this nigger and she, you know, I don't care what she has going for herself. I don't care if she has a degree or whatever her successes are. They don't care if I have a family, if I had a child at home. They don't care. Like, you know, those are things that are just real, realistic in real life. And
you but know, aren't you doing the same thing to them, not giving them the chance? Because you automatically put this wall and this expectation they're going to judge you. You're kind of giving them that, not trusting that person, because you already think they're already judging you because of a certain way.
But the stakes are higher for us. Like, if Muhammad Ali said it once. If I told you, you know, if there's 100 snakes and I told you 2 of them are poisonous, you know, would you say, okay, I feel safe because only 2 of them are poisonous? Or would you be worried about those 2 that are poisonous having a chance to bite you, you know?
So not
like
knowing which
not
of the 100.
Not knowing which
right.
out of the 100 it is. So mm-hmm. it's like we don't have the luxury of taking that risk of saying this person may not be this mm-hmm. way, so I can feel comfortable. We have to keep the guard up all the time because mm-hmm. when we run into the 2 out of 100, you know, it can be, as we've seen lately, it can be life threatening. It can be fatal.
Yeah, unfortunately, some people, especially, you know, African Americans, fall underneath a stereotype that are like what people don't like. You know, they could be, you know, not doing anything with their lives or have bad intent with certain things, and so people categorize us underneath that one bubble as if like that's who we all are, and it's like unfair. And you try to like prove yourself to people almost all the time on a daily basis, like I got this going on, and I'm on, you know, and it's overwhelming sometimes. It's like I don't have to prove myself all the time. Like, I just want to be Renee. That's it.
But I find myself trying to prove myself to people by trying to be more like them. Like, to prove I'm good, I have to show you how much like
we're
you
alike.
I can be.
Right.
You know, I can't prove to you that I'm good by showing you who I am.
Right. My uniqueness.
For me to be good, I have to be more like you. Like, I have to, you know, I have to adhere to what your standards are. Mm-hmm. If you believe I should dress a certain way, I got to dress that way. If you believe I should have this amount of education, I got to have it. If you believe, you know, I need to have this, I got to have those things. I got to conform to your standards before you see me as good. You will never see me as good in my own skin. Like, and I've done that. Like, I go places, I worked at the White House, and I'd be there every day in my suit. And once I got there and they knew who I was and they knew my work ethic, then I could roll my sleeves up and like, oh, he has tattoo. He's not what we thought he was, but he's still okay. You know, but if I'd have walked in there day one with my tattoos out, never made it.
Right.
It's getting depressing. Right?
And we kind of segued into that because that wasn't even part of this. Yeah.
Well, as I don't know if anyone watches SNL anymore. So I don't know.
I missed it. I haven't seen it.
Tom Hanks one?
Oh, no.
Great one. Y'all need to watch it.
Recently?
Yeah. 3 weekends ago. It was the Halloween one.
Yeah, those are the two that everybody's talking about. The Tom Hanks and the Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I heard it was really good.
Yep, those both are really good.
I gotta sign back up for Hulu just so I can see it.
Sidebar. PlayStation View canceled the whatchamacallit, the Viacom, but they're giving everybody Showtime for $1. Did you do it?
I'm getting the Showtime through
kind of like, no, he didn't do that.
Time Warner, so.
Yeah,
I mean, I can take it.
For $1, you can cancel Time Warner and get it from PlayStation.
I still couldn't cancel Time.
Contract?
No.
HBO and Showtime are together.
Oh, yeah.
I want HBO. The new show, Insecure, I've got to start watching it.
It's so good.
What show?
It's called
Insecure.
Insecure.
Oh, we have HBO for Sesame Street.
Man, that's real.
Sesame Street
right
comes on HBO?
It comes on HBO. It doesn't come on PBS anymore. It's straight HBO.
They gotta make their money.
Damn.
Gotta have Sesame Street.
All the way to HBO, though?
You know
that's why all
the
celebrities
Street,
on there.
You know how many times Sesame Street has saved our lives?
You can get 30 more minutes of sleep.
Hmm.
Sesame Street.
Jump up, jump down. Dance with Elmo. Moving our body to the ABC.
I'm so happy that was recording. Awesome.
See, this is why we need video. Because y'all both did the shimmy at the same time. We need to be recording this. We need to be putting this on Facebook Live and YouTube.
I swear, I'll be watching. I'll be watching an old musical, like, how is this going to end?
What lessons are you going to learn? What lessons will you learn?
There are so many lessons.
I'm learning all kinds of Spanish. You know,
that's good.
El perro and el gato.
The dog and the cat.
Manos, cabeza, pies.
Yes. Manos, cabeza, pies.
Oh my
God. I was
awesome.
Trying to name that child Josefina Teresa. Imagine that, okay?
You can't say that without partying. Like, Josefina Teresa, yeah.
This brings you back to Chappelle's skit.
This episode of the White Pants Society has been brought to you by the letter S.
S stands for.
Oh, that's you can't think of that. So that is messed up.
No, I thought he was gonna finish it.
You waiting on Rich?
I don't watch it.
Cause you just bought the letter S. I thought you had an idea for what the S stood for.
Society.
Society.
Good one.
Boom.
Thank you, Raj.
And Raj said he had nothing to contribute.
Nothing. Exactly. I never have anything to contribute. Just great. Nonsense coming from my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome.
All right, so spotlight on you. Golf.
Golf.
What about
Tiger
it?
Tiger Woods says he's coming back. What do y'all think about that?
Tiger Woods.
Is he done? Is he passed? Is he not part of pop culture anymore?
I think we forgot about him. He should leave that.
Yeah.
I think he was good off. He's better off. He's got enough money, right? He's good.
Yeah, sure. He's paid up.
Even with half of it gone, he's got plenty of money.
he's good. He's good. He just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't mess with his legacy.
His legacy's already messed up.
Does he have a legacy?
It is messed up.
He messed up his legacy.
He messed up his own legacy. If his dad was still here, he'd put him in the right place. But his dad's gone.
But what was that comic we were watching out today? Where he was like, you know, if a man had like millions of women throwing himself at him, and he only slept with four or five. Like, that's like 0%. Like, he slept with 0% of the women never throwing himself. But he said, like, if a million Skittles fell from the sky, you catch four or five by accident, right?
It was laying in a pocket somewhere. I didn't know that happened.
That's awesome.
I forgot that comic's name, but it was funny.
That was funny.
So he's not guilty because of the averages.
That's 0%. 0%. What woman wouldn't go for a guy who's going to cheat on you with 0% of the women?
Is that full circle back to the wedding ring thing? Or,
yeah.
Or because he's famous?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, he didn't need a wedding ring to attract any of those women. No. Not one.
That was just fame and money.
Mm-hmm. He was walking there with a golf shirt on. Like, yes, Tiger.
He was not even that good
yes,
of a looking
Tiger.
Guy.
That's what he said.
Yes, Tiger.
Those golf shirts are comfortable, though.
Yes, they are. Quite.
Manos cabeza. Once it gets in your head, it's in there.
I don't think I've ever played golf. Does Top Golf count?
That's all I've ever done is Top Golf. And I've driven the cart. I've done the cart drive.
I want to do
for what? You weren't playing, but you were just driving.
Yeah,
why would
you drive a cart?
I was like 12 and my uncle was on the course.
Oh, and you weren't playing, you were just...
Yeah, it was my job to drive the car. And it was the closest I was going to get to driving at 12. Yeah, like, let's go.
My first job was a cart boy, so I was 15. I just, floor it and slam on the brakes and then try and do, like, a little drift, half donut wheelie thing. It's great.
With a golf cart.
On gravel.
Can you realize,
like... You realize how stereotypical that is, that you were trying to drift.
Do a little drifting wheelie donut type thing, but no, you can't really. It's not even rear wheel, so.
What did those get, like 5 miles an hour?
I don't say up.
Did it go that fast?
Right?
Depends. There's gas, there's electric. I honestly have no gauge on how fast things go without my speedometer, so I really have no idea.
I felt like the golf cart was going pretty fast.
Oh. I felt like that thing was dying. That battery was about to die, but...
They probably go about 20 or 30 miles an hour.
I wouldn't say 30. 30 is really
no,
fast.
No, that's
fast. That's
20.
20 at the highest for a gas-powered with like a low governor or a high governor or something. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes I can't tell how fast I'm going either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Because the wind's blowing, and then you're like,
I'll go through the gate at 45 and hit one, and I'll be doing 100, and I'll just be like, oh, shit.
He was like, I was just doing 100. I was like, I know, I could feel it. Like,
but you didn't know until after I said something.
No, I didn't.
I go 100 every day.
I didn't want to say, I didn't want to nag and be like, slow down.
But I go 100 every day.
Well,
I would ride around with Reggie, and Reggie would be doing like 130, 140, wherever we were going. And I remember some guy pulling up to us, and he's like, you're not scared for your life? You're not going to say anything to him? I'm like, no, if he's going 140 miles an hour, I don't want to distract him at all. I'm not saying anything.
Oh.
Renee will talk to me.
Nah, bro.
No, I don't.
Speaking of Seinfeld,
I just
back,
make noises.
Do you ever see getting comedians in
cars
getting
coffee?
Hell
yes!
Coffee? With Kevin Hart was a good one.
That was a funny episode.
I didn't see the Kevin Hart one.
Chris Rock might have been, but...
Chris Rock was okay.
Obama was a good one.
But I didn't see Obama. Yeah,
Obama was a good one.
But
that,
basically, he gets pulled over every time he's with, black passenger. He's like, I don't know. It's just like,
because he's driving these exotic cars.
Yeah.
And then
but Seinfeld is like, don't worry, I got it. It's fine. We're good. Stop freaking out. Like, we're good.
Like, he has to get out of jail back card in his back pocket. Like, you know.
Then they get a ticket with Kevin Hart. I think they got tickets with Kevin Hart.
I think so. Yeah.
They got a ticket.
Dude, they were in the tiniest car ever.
Yeah, and Kevin Hart was like, still small.
He looked perfectly in.
He's so tiny. He's so tiny.
He is hilarious, though. But he is so tiny. He is hilarious.
Have y'all seen the movie yet?
What
Now?
No, I've
heard bad reviews.
I have too, though. That's really depressing.
What Now?
I didn't really like that last one. Let Me Explain. I wasn't a big fan of Let Me Explain.
I don't know. We heard bad things, so we haven't watched it. We've seen every other thing under the sun, though. I feel like at this point, we're at Flick's Brewhouse like 2 or 3 times a week.
I heard that place is awesome.
Yeah.
And there's a tequila bar right next door.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. We heard this.
I want
to
go
there. From Ben to Verde's?
Yeah, it's right next door to Flick's.
Yeah. I heard that from a bartender at...
But it's not like the first time we went there, it was like... it was popping. Like it was packed in there. Last time we went, it's like they're not doing... The business is not there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know
is
right
now. Go bring
them some business.
Yeah. It's
just all I just know Flix is our favorite place. You can watch a movie.
Shout out
and
to
get a beer and food at the same time.
Trying to get some advertising. I'm taking over Rich's shout out duty, Tammy. Tammy says you say shout out entirely.
I do.
I'm going
to start counting.
I think Renee told me
we
that.
We need a bell. Like. I think I say literally too much.
Essentially, he says,
like, same thing as like
every conversation. Yeah. We all have a conversation in bed, and he'll be like, so essentially, like, what?
Well, what's mine then? I think I have one.
I'm just not gonna say.
Won't say yet.
She did say that you play with textured balls.
Textured balls.
Drop your phone on my face.
That was once.
It's still fresh in my mind.
I don't want to ask. What position do you have to drop your phone on someone's face? Yeah?
I was wondering.
Look at this.
Like, what's the arrangement? How does that work?
We were laying in bed and we were like spooning, and he's playing this video game on his phone above my head.
She bumped my arm and it slipped and it fell on her head. Her own fault for bumping my arm.
Because I was going, why do you keep playing that?
Make sure you sample that one, Dory. It slipped and it fell on her head.
That's what she said.
That's your fault, Raj. That's your fault. It's supposed to be quality spooning time.
This is after work. I was like, well, I got to get this thing done on the
game. You
got to
multitask.
Yeah. No.
Things have to be done on this game. Mm-hmm. Got to be.
You had all day with that game while I was working.
I did.
It's happening.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
It was
good.
Really good.
It was good.
Yeah. Whoever chose it, good stuff.
Thank
good
you. Good stuff. That's a good picture. Buy it. From my
I've seen that one. That one is not on the lower shelf.
It's the diamond collection.
I think we were walking around for
black
like 30 minutes. Like,
why is everything
I
black
like,
label?
I think
right?
This is the one.
When did black label?
There was a whole black label section.
Yeah. But what is it about black? Like, how did all of a sudden like black label become the symbol for?
Hey, well, we'll take
elites.
What we can get. Okay. Listen.
We'll take it. Okay.
Maybe Johnny Walker Black. No.
Well,
I like Johnny Walker
like
blue
though. The better.
So we need
blue
to
is
that's
the
all
highest.
I said. I just said I like Johnny Walker Blue better.
Blue is the highest end, but it's so peaty. There's so much peat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan. I'd rather have gold or green.
Green is good, but I like all things green, so.
So
green is my favorite color.
This 1893 Pepsi that I ran.
Did you do what you're sipping? You look
no,
like
we,
you need a
we
refill.
We didn't do what you're sipping on this.
You didn't do it?
We sipping on everything.
We sipping on 1893.
Shiner Block Light Blonde.
We sipping on some Francis Coppola Diamond Collection 2014 Black Label Claret.
Fancy.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon.
Is it? I thought you pronounced the V like a B.
That's not us in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's French. I think that's French.
Wait, didn't you say you were foregoing your rant this week? What's this rant?
I said I should do a rant. I did a rant in the car with Tammy.
So is it like Peter Griffin's What Grinds My
Gears?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your rant. Okay, let's talk about that. Fucking Apple.
because I hate Apple.
I knew you were going to. See, I thought that was the perfect rant for you.
It is the perfect rant for me. Is anybody else in here an Apple fanboy? But
no, I've got
so it. I'll do the background story, and then I'll let Jared rant away, because I know he's going to rant about this. Apple, the other day, just released their first coffee table book. Their coffee table book comes in two sizes, a 10-inch and a 13-inch. The 10-inch is $199. The 13-inch is $299. Not $1.99, but $199.
I don't know if you're being serious right now.
I am being hella fucking serious.
Okay.
For a book.
Okay, just making sure that you're not like, is this some lead up to a joke or something? Okay.
Serious, the pages are like silver lined, and it's a special like Egyptian canvas or something like that.
It probably cost like $1 to make, right?
No, it was very expensive. Okay. It turned out the book itself was very expensive to make, so they're not making like a ton off of it. Because of the paper they imported and the printing house that they used and all of that stuff. Their fabrics that they used to bind
it
with.
You want
to
talk about fucks that I don't give?
Okay, So, you know, a team at Apple went through this.
This is someone's job.
A team's job to be like, we need to select this.
In the same, like, sweatshop where people are jumping off the roofs and shit.
It's funny that there's a two sizes, though. I think that's what bothers me the most.
Because Apple does everything in two sizes.
Yeah. Why? It's a coffee table
book.
But
no one is going to buy the 10-inch. Because if you buy the 10-inch...
I wouldn't buy the 10-inch.
Right, because if you buy the 10-inch... And you're like an Apple fanboy. It's going to be people saying,
really,
you
can't afford
to have the 2. You have the extra $100 to get 13-inch. I got the 13-inch.
I'm slightly embarrassed every time I pull out my phone because I don't have the plus.
You get the 10-inch if you're living in efficiency or something. You don't have a coffee table large enough for the 13-inch.
It's bad feng shui to have the 13-inch. You got to get the 10-inch.
This is idiocy. This is high-level idiocy. Like, this is...
Apple to steal your money away. Mm-hmm.
You want signs that the country is going to shit? It's fucking Apple is putting out.
Oh, it's Apple. It's Apple. Of this year, it's Apple.
It's Apple. Of all things that happened in 2016, that's the dumbest shit I've heard in my life.
Is it dumber than the $30 brick from Supreme?
The fact that I have to think about that, see, from a company like Apple, the fact that I have to think about a decision
but
that Apple made.
Apple released a coffee table book with 450 individual photographs.
Who? Of what?
Supreme.
Of Apple products.
But yes. Supreme released a brick.
And they're about right here. They're about right here.
But it's legitimate. Have you ever heard of the fashion house Supreme?
No, yeah.
Supreme.
Donnie has.
Supreme engraved their name, their logo on a brick. Like a regular
clay fucking brick.
That's a clay brick that you get for $1.29 at Home Depot. A fucking brick.
$30
That said Supreme for $30.
Sold out.
They sold out in less than 5 hours. People camped out online to buy this
brick.
A fucking brick.
Is it like a paperweight?
It's a fucking red brick.
Yes, it is a paperweight.
Yeah, it's what you want it to be.
Could you put it in like a brick wall and be like, hey, look.
Would you put a $30 brick in a brick wall? Like, I have friends who stood online and they bought like a ton of them and they sold them. So I was like, shit. You're really flipping bricks.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Dude. A $30 brick.
Really? I mean, Supreme must be a very good designer brand.
Yeah, skateboard brand.
Yeah, they're...
It looks to me like they just...
They thrive off of the hypebeast.
Yeah, they just put their name on things and then have a low inventory so you can... There are only like 100 of them.
So it automatically increases the hype and the...
I haven't seen a design yet. I've just seen like a shirt...
Supreme. They have some graphics.
So for hipsters, is what I'm...
Yeah.
I mean, I like some Supreme stuff, but a $30 brick?
Hey, I'm stealing the idea, Rich. Why don't we have shirts out now? And let's do bricks. Let's get bricks going.
TWS bricks.
Yeah, to get TWS
I don't
bricks.
Think anybody's going to buy
let's
bricks.
Do the fucking coffee table book. We got enough pictures in the gallery. Let's knock it off.
Supreme releasing a brick as opposed to two black guys releasing some bricks.
All we got to do is only release five of them.
It's very stereotypical. Listen, wait a minute.
I'm just saying. Oh, they got bricks in Austin.
Hey.
So back to the Apple book. It's still boggling my mind. So instead of people being on their phone, they're actually going to pick up a book and like flip through this.
which sounds like a good idea if it wasn't just a book.
See, my thing
full
is
of pictures of Apple products.
Yeah.
Not only is it full of pictures of Apple products, because they use some like $1,000 a pound friggin' tightly bound canvas with silver bound edges, I honestly feel like nobody's actually gonna read it, because once you crack the book and you crease that seam, it's like, oh my god, I fucked it up.
You gotta frame it, basically.
Yeah, so they're spending $300 on this book for the sake of spending $300 on a book.
A
to say that I spent $300 on this book.
The fact that you're promoting Apple as a waste of money.
I'm not promoting Apple as a waste of money. I'm just saying, for those who can afford it,
it's a waste of money.
Hey, good for them.
If you can feed a child for 14 cents a day, you could like feed.
We had this conversation too. What are you feeding this child for 14 cents a day?
Well, then Charles Spearwell feeds his kids caviar, and they gotta eat. It's ridiculous.
What can you buy for 14 cents?
If you buy it,
it's a monthly thing.
So. I mean, if all of us put our 14 cents together, we can get one bowl of rice, one pancake.
You buy in bulk.
A half a drumstick.
And
a distributor.
You have to break it down by buying it in bulk and then cutting it by day. So if you get
what's
like
14 cents,
pounds
what's
14
cents
rice.
Times 30 days? You all of you y'all are accountants.
$4.20.
$4 a month. What are you for?
Hold on, you're not, clearly it's not in the U.S. you're feeding this.
You know how much
child.
My breakfast was this morning?
$10.
True.
That's U.S. That's U.S. Well, that's U.S. if you go to a fast food, right?
We
how much does it cost you
today,
if you really
so
do it at your
somebody can put that
house.
14 cents
true.
In the website, I greatly appreciate it. We had a shirt sandwich, let's get the shirts going.
What's our record? Didn't we make like $1?
I think like $1.75 is like the most we made today. That's a good day.
I just want you guys to know we do this for the love, because we absolutely make no money. We're making no money.
Your shirt's about to pop off. Your shirt's about to pop off. Your shirt's.
We're gonna
take
the
shirt and we're gonna wrap it around a brick. And then we can sell that for 50.
No. And
you
then
get shirt
if you
and
get
a brick.
It wet, it gets some design off the brick onto the shirt.
Right.
See,
a little bit of the clay rip.
There
we
go.
Seriously, that was OD. $30 for a fucking brick.
$199 for a book of pictures.
You can't get mad at them because
coffee table books cost
it,
a lot
yeah.
though.
A book
people
of pictures.
Bought it, so
someone pitched this idea and Apple said, "Yeah, go
yeah,
for it.
Do it."
I mean, that's not the first $200 book though.
I mean, it's not. I mean, all
coffee
of
table books
have
are usually
books.
Expensive.
Yeah,
it's
they
retarded.
Are. They're really so like yeah, in your living room, they just sit there piled up and they just look really nice.
Again, back to Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's not the word. Why would you
coffee
do that?
Table book
just for
about coffee
elegance?
I think
yeah.
that was a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's
the first, when this podcast jumps off, that's the first thing I'm buying is coffee table. I'm going to have coffee table books everywhere. I mean.
But you have to have a coffee table.
Just go to Half Price Books or something
yeah.
and just get books and put it on the table.
I'm getting,
really
I'm getting
good
first
books.
Editions. And I'm taping the receipts to the front of them so everybody can see how much they cost.
I can't.
But if you take the receipt, you'll mess up the patina of the book.
What is the point to have coffee
the
table
what
books
word?
If
what?
You're not going to read them?
It's for decor purposes.
Patina? Did you just pull the word patina out, Jack?
What's wrong with patina?
Beautiful.
It's intended only for casual reading.
Why would you buy a $200 casual reading book?
I would rather put like Anna Karenina or Artie Guns.
Do you think the people who are buying this book are complaining about
$200? My dad has some really nice books about
probably
that.
Not. But
I
spend $200 on a book, that book would change my life.
Amen.
Has
one for
$845.
Yeah,
all the bad ones have them, and they have like all the old school editorials and
but
all that
stuff.
But nobody
sees Marshall
Goodman.
Is there anybody who's like, this is a good, this is...
I would definitely
is,
for some people, it's an investment.
A gift.
That is
so
a,
if all y'all want to pitch in,
sweetie, I'm sorry.
I mean, is there anybody looking at this like, that
I
is
can't
appropriately
do it.
Priced, $800
yeah.
for
I'll go to Half Price Books and find something for me that looks cute, blinded, and...
I mean, I wouldn't buy it for myself, I'm just saying.
Right, that's what I was saying.
No.
I wouldn't buy it for you either.
I wouldn't expect it.
It just wears the heat on.
It is warm.
Yeah.
All right, and on that note, I think we're like an hour and a half. We got plenty of audio.
Have fun editing.
Yeah, plenty of audio.
We want to thank you guys for
thank everybody for,
you know,
for doing this.
That was enjoyable.
Pretty
yeah,
dope
it was
episode.
Fun. It was fun.
See? come back again.
You said you can't have fun with white pants.
Eyes, just like. make this every week type thing.
No,
hold on. Next weekend, let me look.
Is it a weekly thing or a daily thing?
Oh yeah.
I think we do like 3 episodes a week.
Oh wow.
All right, so I'm gonna stop the recording here.
Are you sure?
Damn.
Shit.
That wasn't even planned, but
it worked.
It worked. All right, so that was the roundtable episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully it maybe sparked some questions.
Definitely.
With you and your friends. And if you do have some questions or you want to add to the conversation, you know, hit us up in the forums, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
We out here. We everywhere.
Google Plus.
What is TWS, the White Pants Society?
Yo, have you seen our SEO right now? Like, White Pants Society.
Oh, yeah, it's popping up. It's up there. Google it.
All right. So this time we say peace is for real.
Peace.